I think I've grown so much to appreciate and love and accept my body so much more than I did before. But it's a process again. But I have to say there's some things that just don't go away with me. For instance, I really don't know what I look like. And I can be abstaining and I can be feeling good emotionally and spiritually and look in the mirror and think, you know, you really are lovely. And you're not fat. And in an hour, I can go past in the same outfit, I haven't had the time to gain weight yet. Look in the mirror and think, you're a fat slob. And so I really appreciate what Sharon said, that this is an illusion in my head. I don't know if normal people, I don't know what it's like to be a normal person, but I don't think everybody quite has the same illusions that I do because of my eating disorder. I know that when I started dating my husband, I would say to him, I would look at different people's body, is my body like that? Is my body like that? And he'd say, Karen, that's crazy. And I said, I told you I'm crazy. You still want to marry me, you know? But it was like I had to keep thinking, you know, I just don't know. And so one of the things that I think that happens to me is that I really need to look at how I feel about, not just about myself, but quit looking and judging other people by their outsides, whether they're overweight or underweight or, you know, ugly or beautiful or whatever. I think, I don't know if it's a human thing or our society or what, but I judge people by what they're, I try not to. But, you know, you just have this little instinctual idea. And I think that's one of the things that I really need to look at, is that it doesn't really matter what's outside, it matters what's inside, most of all. And there's, you know, I like the word integrity, and a number of years ago, as I was thinking about integrity, I thought, that has to do with integration. If my insides and my outsides are integrated, then I can truly be me. You know, if what I am on the inside is reflected on the outside, that's integrity for me. And so it's, I've already talked about it being an inside job. But you know, there's also other things. Every once in a while I catch myself, maybe some of you can't relate to this, but when I got into thin clothes, I kept going to the sections where the large clothes were. Kind of scared to go, even yet some days, I'm kind of scared to go to the regular size clothes, because I remember going to stores and having nothing large enough to fit me. And even as a teenager, I wasn't very overweight, but I would go to stores and they didn't have anything large enough to fit me. I think today we have more opportunities for larger clothes, but those are fears that are inside of me, how it will feel if I go there. So the other day I was buying underclothes, underpants, and I got two sizes too large. I mean, two sizes larger than I've been buying. But I couldn't remember, and so I bought the biggest one. That's just part of the craziness in my head. And I don't know that it will go away. I think, for me, that we can laugh about it and say, "Poof, bought size 9, and I don't need size 9. And if I can see it that way and realize that, you know, keep it light, Karen. And that really helps me. One of the unofficial tools I think that is important to me is laughter and, what's the other word for laughter? Just fun. Humor. I think it's a real healing thing. And so I like to have people around me, like my friend Sasha, who make me laugh. And I like to be around situations that help me develop that part of me instead of feeling so serious about it. I don't know if that's, but I think that affects my body image. I really do. And taking it a little more lightly, learning to love myself inside, working the programs, but also trying to make life more fun. I don't think I would have stayed in OA if I hadn't had, if I hadn't done some fun things with people outside of the meetings. I see people interacting, and I saw during the time that we were having the raffle, there were people together cheering for one another to get their, you know. See, we bond that way, right? And we become, then we become more able to love ourselves. I really believe that. Now, the other thing I wanted to share was about growing older. You know, as I've told you, it's a moving target. Every time I get used to one age, then I turn another age. For probably the last 15 years anyway, up until just recently, I've gone to my hairdresser and said, I need my hair to change. You know, I brought my picture of when I was younger, just before I got married this time, so not way younger. And I'd say, that's what I want my hair to look like. And they say, okay. And then I look in the mirror and I think, that's not me. That's not me. How come they can't do my hair so it's me? And then one day I realized, it's you, honey. You are not 45 or 50 anymore. And I still feel 45, or except when my arthritis bugs me some mornings that I feel older. But I still feel that, like that young person inside. I feel that way. And so for me to see my body aging is not always easy. And I have to tell you, one of the hardest things was, I can just empathize with Mary Louise, I'm losing my hair there, and that's been one of the harder things for me. And I just want to be able to, I talked about people, I thought, you know what, we should appreciate people with wrinkles and those hands that look aged, because look, the charm of that. Until you are old, it's not that charming anymore. But see, I need to be around you where you would understand that, whether you're old or young, and understand that it's just interesting to be in our bodies. I had the president that I worked under, we were really close in our college, and he was a real good model for, in some ways, for me. And what he used to say, when there would be a big problem come up in our college with staff or whatever it was, he said, this is going to be really interesting. And I used to, and he said that so often, and so pretty soon I was thinking, I want to say that. I want to start saying, instead of this is a problem, this is terrible, this is going to be so hard for us, this is going to be interesting. And those are the kinds of things that you pick up from all kinds of places. And my program is like my backbone of all my spiritual, emotional, and physical life. That's the structure. And from that, my higher power brings all kinds of things into my life to help me grow and be healthier and be okay to be 70 years old. And I like being 70. You know what? I don't have to work now. I can. I work part-time. My kids are grown. They're pretty wonderful people. And I have this wonderful little 4-pound chihuahua that absolutely loves me, and I love her, and she sleeps with me, and we cuddle. And, you know, I have lots of wonderful things without quite the stresses of when I was young. Every stage of my life has had its gifts, and every stage of my life has had its challenges. And I started to figure that out when my children were little, because I loved young children. That was kind of my profession. And I would see people with teenagers, and I think, oh no, I feel so sorry for you, because the best is over. And it truly wasn't, the best wasn't over. But each stage, I learned that there's gifts to this stage too. And I think that's another one of the things that's charming about getting older, because some of the other things aren't quite so important anymore. So that's about aging and body image for me. I want to read one thing. Catherine provided for us these. This is from the Lifeline. At the end, okay. This is from the Lifeline that was about body image. Just want to read part of. It's called Body Blind. Maybe some of you read it, but It's about a young woman who is bulimic and tells about her story, and then this is the part I want to read. I don't like to have my picture taken. When cameras appear, I duck or hide in the background. If I do end up in a photo, I usually sneak it away and tear it up. I cannot stand to have anyone look at what I see as a disgusting person. One day, as I was gathering laundry from my daughter's room, I found a picture of myself under my youngest daughter's bed. I had torn it up and thrown it away months before, but there it was, wrinkled but carefully taped back together. When I questioned her about where she got it, my daughter answered, "The trash." When I asked her why, she said she did it so she could have my smile on her always. She then told me that when she was upset, scared, or just thinking about stuff, she liked to look at my picture, see my beautiful face, and feel my love. Sometimes when my vision of myself is distorted by this eating disorder that consumes and twists all my senses, I have to step back and see myself through others' eyes, those of my children, my friends, and my higher power, my God. I wish you the ability to see the wonderful beauty of yourself as others sees you. My precious. Mm-hmm. Yes.